This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:39 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. It is that time of year when people are making and frankly breaking their New Year's resolutions in quick succession. So we wanted to check in and talk a little about this whole practice and whether it makes sense.
If you're wondering, this whole practice actually dates back to about 4,000 years ago and takes us back to ancient Babylon because the Babylonians were actually said to be the first people to start making New Year resolutions. And they were also the first to hold recorded celebrations to mark the New Year, even though for them it wasn't actually in January, but it was when crops were planted, so around mid-March. And so they would basically crown a new king or reaffirm their loyalty to the current king. This revolved around a festival. They made promises to the gods to repay to pay their debts and return any objects that they had borrowed. And this would be considered the early version of our New Year's resolutions, right? And this is the part that really got to me. If they kept their word, their gods would bestow a favor on them for the coming year. If they didn't, you'd fall out of the gods' favor.
I mean, you've made this very dramatic, frankly.
I'm sorry. I took the opportunity. It's a Friday.
Yes. No, I appreciate it. I was just thinking, though, that for many of us now, this has almost become a matter of rote, right? And it almost feels as if the people that we're trying to please just ourselves more so than like, you know, gods and favors and such, because I think half the time it's just us trying to make resolutions to be better people in whatever form that takes. I have, however, been thinking quite a bit about whether or not this is useful. And I'm glad that you brought up Babylon. I never thought I would say that sentence on air. I'm glad you brought up Babylon simply because that is very... what's the word I'm looking for? Functional, granular, in the sense that it has to do with whether or not crops will grow. It has to do with whether or not people will get fed. And so it makes sense as to why it would have been so ritualized. Whereas for us and in our current context, I think, I don't know whether applying the same sorts of New Year's pressures that people in the past might have to modern living makes sense. At least I know it doesn't for me. I think that New Year's resolutions actually have the impact of just making me feel not great and have never, I don't know, I can't remember the last time that I made one that significantly improved my life in the long term.
I think using the term ritualized is an important and relevant one in this context, because I found myself having a lot of conversations there about the end of the year because of this whole, why do we even make this the time to make changes? What does it matter? Time is fairly arbitrary. Anyway, our calendars are not particularly in place for anything that makes sense anymore, because, you know, seasonal stuff differs from place to place. So why do people make such a big deal out of it? To which I just think that rituals, the communal act of everyone around you doing it at that time, people being more receptive to having these conversations, I think gives it some kind of meaning, which is just to say it has meaning because we've given it meaning, right? I don't know whether I find them super useful, and I rarely make concrete resolutions, but I think I appreciate the opportunity to at least reflect. And it almost feels like everyone has given you permission to use this time to do it.
Yeah, I was going to say some words that sound quite woo-woo, but basically I use this time of year to take stock and then to set intentions, more so than resolutions, which I know it's just a word change, but I found it to be more helpful, particularly because, and we're going to get into it, I think the last 2 years has taught us that you can have the best of intentions and the world is going to say, I laugh in your face. And so, you know, sometimes I don't know whether resolutions have been that helpful for that many of us. Over the last years, I could just be expressing a lot of personal bitterness on air, though. Let us know. Have you made New Year's resolutions this year? Do you believe in them in general? Do you find them helpful? That number to call, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now to talk about this is Dr. Chua Suk Ning, clinical psychologist and founder of Relate Malaysia. Suk Ning, always very nice to have you on.
Always a pleasure to be on. I was just thinking that, and you know, when you said, you know, the last 2 years has taught you that intentions, you could have the best of intentions, but a world laughs on your face. I thought maybe it's because you didn't sacrifice to the gods.
You
know,
maybe. You've fallen maybe out of favor, basically.
Fallen out of favor. You should have set resolutions. This might be your doing.
That's the thing, isn't it? I didn't do enough reading about the Babylonians and exactly what I could learn from them.
Yes. Probably we stopped sacrificing, the, you know, and to try to please the gods, we should have all done something, celebrations.
But, so, yeah. You know what? We had a whole, you know, series with you last year focused on resolutions. And we last checked in with you on this very thing. We've spoken to you since. But about resolutions, we last checked in with you at the end of January 2021. How did the rest of the year go for you on that front?
I was thinking about it this like 15 minutes ago and thinking, oh dear, I hope that they don't ask me when I get my resolution. Because then I thought, well, I better cover and say resolutions are meant to be broken. You know, that's the thing. So it's okay. I got bored. I got bored of being mindful. I think that's the problem with me. I mean, being mindful and present sometimes is boring. So yeah, it stopped.
I feel like I know the answer to this one, but did this change the way you think about New Year resolutions?
I'll be honest. The only reason I set resolutions is because of this program. I generally don't like resolutions. I feel like if I need to make an improvement, I should just improve. But I take your point that resolutions is a nice, like, I don't know, ritualized, or it's a tradition to just sort of set it. So sure, why not? Why not do it? I was doing something which I would introduce as my resolution, which actually has a lot to do with rituals. And it has to do with, I just moved back to Malaysia again, and transitions are very tough. And part of, you know, the pandemic and coming back is that I have not met with many people. So I've become, like, I think, increasingly introverted, and I don't want to meet people. So my resolution actually has something to do with interpersonal interactions and how, you know, maintaining my circadian rhythm, which is your internal body clock of sleeping on time and getting, waking up on time, and, you know, planning social activities can actually help keep your mind and body healthy. So that's my resolution. Be friendly, essentially. I think my resolution can be, you know, like concisely stated as, I'm going to be friendly.
You know, this is perhaps just how I feel about them, but I do think they can be a double-edged sword. I know some people find it very helpful to set them and then it helps to keep them on track. Others, however, feel that it adds unnecessary pressure to the year, potentially sets you up for early failure even. What advice would you have on how to make resolutions in a way that is actually helpful for, you know, for people?
Make them in line with your values, right? So I actually started, 2 weeks ago, working on this circadian rhythm thing. And so I downloaded an app which reminds me this is the time I have to sleep. And I actually know that when I stay awake past my bedtime, which by the way is 10 o'clock, you know, very does not facilitate social interaction. I'm not very productive. I'm groggy in the morning, so I don't feel good. So part of, you know, this resolution and being disciplined, if you want, is actually feeling good rather than anything else. It's not about being a better person. It's just I want to feel good during the day. And part of what helped me feel good and productive and being able to even meet people is by keeping my internal clock happy.
Something that many of us experienced in the last 2 years, I think, is the idea of control and the lack thereof, right? How do resolutions help to give us a sense of control to one's year and what's ahead?
I think resolutions are maybe resolutions are the way, I mean, let's go back to your Babylonian thing, you know? Okay, let's bring back the Babylonians. Never mind that that civilization died. Hopefully, you know, it is not, it doesn't reflect resolutions, but it's something about welcoming a new year and that hope that this year is going to be different. And hope is important. So I think having the resolution is just a sort of hope that this year, something that I want change will be different. And if you keep, although I don't, so I think I would take it away from the better or worse realm, because that's quite evaluative. I mean, you're a good person, even if you don't get up on time. But, you know, making choices that are helpful for you, you know, so I think resolutions could be in line with, I hope that this year, a lot of things are going to be out of my control, but I'm going to make choices that are going to help me with what I can control. Like sleep.
So I suppose if we extend that idea of control a little bit more, I know, you know, we've spoken before with you as well as with other psychologists actually about how control is an important element, or, you know, routine is an important element for many people in terms of their security and how they feel emotionally. What advice do you have in general for coping with what is likely to be another year of changes that are, you know, not necessarily to do with us?
What's another year? I'm bad. I think it would be the answer. It's another difficult year, you know. And again, I think this idea of circadian rhythm isn't so much about having control, but keeping you regular. One thing that is actually really important is not just thinking about sleep time, but thinking about social interactions as part of helping you keep your rhythms. You know, like the same person greeting you in the morning, or, you know, thinking about your day and when your best energy is. And so don't have negative social interactions at night. It's one thing, you know, because they're going to actually interfere with your sleep patterns, and it's going to make you, you know, have bad sleep. So, you know, schedule them early in the day. So I think just having that idea of what you can facilitate, you know, just to help you have an easier time in life, because life is difficult and challenging.
So you mentioned, well, let's see, encapsulated by be more friendly this year in your resolution.
Oh, no.
Do you have a plan in place to set you up for success?
Yeah, I was going to give up my number and say, does anyone want to take me out for coffee? Well, yeah, I need to make contact with people that I've kind of fallen out of touch with. But one thing that I have started is having lunch with my mom every day. You know, so that's an easy one. You know, we just sit there for lunch. I have a little chat and I go back to work and she does her thing. So that's part of my social rhythm, is that regular social contact that is fairly pleasant until she nags them, but still fairly pleasant. Good thing she doesn't listen to my shows.
Sukning, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thanks for having me.
That was Dr. Chua Sukning, clinical psychologist, founder of Relate Malaysia, giving a number of good points of action, and then also some throwbacks to Babylonian times, you know, just as a by the by. And that is because we have been talking today about New Year's resolutions and whether or not they are still helpful to us, or how to make them helpful for us. And we've been asking you, have you made resolutions? Do you find them to be useful? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be back for your messages. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Best flipping moments. BFM 89.9, the business station. Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.